Let's get more now on the Emmy Awards last night, where the cable drama Mad Men was the big winner. In the comedy categories, all four acting awards went to first-time winners, including Jane Lynch for Best Supporting Actress. She plays the high school cheerleading coach Sue Sylvester in Glee, a breakout role for her in a breakout show.
And I want to say to the cast, I love you. You're young and you're wonderful. You're fresh-faced. And when I'm not seething with jealousy, I'm so proud of you.
And although it was not part of the televised show, there was also an award handed out for Best Theme Song. Over the years, theme songs have sometimes been the most memorable parts of a show, but they've been scaled back and in some cases cut out. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on the decline of the theme.
Like the giant panda, the theme song is an endangered species. The Emmy-nominated theme song for 30 Rock on NBC was written by Jeff Richmond. He says all shows face a time crunch. The shows want more story, but the networks want more ads. Producers have to ask themselves this.
Do we want theme song, or do we want to finish the arc we started, the story arc that we have on the show?
Even being married to Tina Fey, who's 30 Rock's creator and star, did not get Richmond any extra time for his theme song. He would have loved to have worked back in the golden era when theme songs told the entire story of a show.
They would really let you know. If you have not seen the show before, don't worry about it. You're going to be able to watch Green Acres because we're going to sing to you exactly everything you need to know about this absurd world.
Green Acres is the place to be.
Green Acres, Gilligan's Island, Beverly Hillbillies, The Brady Bunch.
If you've never seen the show before, don't worry about it. Just listen to the theme song, and you'll be up to speed with everyone else.
Now, even shows that sound like they have theme songs don't. Take Glee, arguably the biggest show about music on television. It doesn't start with a theme song. And what about Grey's Anatomy or Lost? No theme song at all. Rare in this world of shrinking and vanishing theme songs is one for the brand new Hawaii Five-O starting later next month on CBS. Oh wait, it's not new. Composer Brian Tyler is 38, too young to have followed the original Hawaii Five-O when it first aired in the 1960s and 70s. Updating the original song was a thrill, he says, partly because it's a case in point of how a show's theme song can be one of the most important things about it.
On more shows, you could sing the theme over even naming the main characters that were on the show.
Right. I can sing da-da-da-da-da-da, but I can't name a single Mission Impossible character. Same with Green Acres. You'd think, in this age of branding, executives would embrace theme songs as mini-commercials for their shows, instead of cutting and even eliminating them. Composer Brian Tyler says theme songs are like a TV show's soul.
What a shame to get rid of. I mean, if you have an hour show and you feel that you can't spare 30 seconds to make a signature piece of music to identify your show, I just think it's ridiculous. I think it's a complete crime.
This year's Emmy for main title music went to Nurse Jackie on Showtime. It was scored by the musicians best known as Wendy and Lisa, back when they worked with Prince. Now their main gig is scoring TV shows. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.